Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, we have Bruins tickets to give away, and that is despite the result from last night. Still a good take, and we'll give those away. Shime, you said mid. So 7:30, is that a good time to do that?
That sounds like a perfect time, Greg.
Less than a half an hour from now on the Subaru of New England text line. You can text us at any point on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. I will read this verbatim. 77 degrees today, and the Parlay Princess is putting up her Christmas tree. Yeah, I know.
Good point.
I mean, can you wait at least until there's a little chill in the air?
Please say verbatim.
It's supposed to get a bit of a chill this weekend. Curtis, I don't want to step on your toes, but...
Fighting with everybody today.
I did hear that.
So your tree's going up this weekend?
Well, I'm trying to do it by the weekend, yes.
All right. Yeah. No, I just wait until there's a little bit of snow on the ground, please, for the rest of us.
Have you seen the text and Twitch line this morning? People need more joy in their life.
They do need some joy. Yes, there are some that need joy. There are some that have found joy. And that's the way it always goes every 4 years.
Another day above ground is a good day, so be happy about that.
All right, we got a couple leads left. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So I am excited.
Morning, Wiggy.
Yeah, good morning. I am excited about what happened and what I saw yesterday. It has nothing to do with the election, but it has to do with the college football playoffs and their first ranking of the college football playoffs. So just imagine this. Imagine if the college football playoffs were to start tomorrow. The matchups, Texas versus Boise State. And we all know about that running back at Boise State. But think about these games. Penn State hosting Bama. Tennessee, Curtis, you're going to love this one, hosting Notre Dame.
They deserve it now. I can't hate too much on Notre Dame, but Tennessee will curb stomp them.
Right. Curtis is the college football sharp on this show.
I am.
Undefeated, I believe, when it comes to locks.
I am. I actually said that Trump would win 51% of the popular vote as well.
4-0 on the locks.
Lock it up.
Lock it up. And undefeated Indiana would be hosting BYU with Oregon, Ohio State, Georgia, and Miami all having the bye week. So I am excited to kind of see how things are. I know we still got about 4 weeks left in the college football season, but just to think on how things are going to be able to play out for the playoffs, where we can actually see, like, you know, whether it's a Penn State versus Bama, a Notre Dame versus Tennessee, college football playoffs and the whole 12-team playoffs. I am super excited about this. I've been waiting for it. I've kind of talked about it a few times throughout the football season. But I know there's still going to be a little bit of the BS that goes on.
Uh-huh.
But it's going to be a great, great college football playoff season to watch. And just to have a little preview of what to expect is exciting.
Okay, Wiggy. Thank you. Great.
You got
lead.
It.
Great lead this morning.
Thank you.
Well, the NFL trade deadline passed yesterday, and your New England Patriots did nothing. And I have to say, I find myself disappointed by that. This team clearly has their quarterback. Am I right? No argument about that. You have the quarterback for the future.
Yep.
You have the franchise, I think. You are, now your mission is to build around him and find ways to make sure that he is able to be better. You were getting calls on guys, whether it was KJ Osborne or Kendrick Bourne or Duggar or whomever. You were getting calls on guys. That is an established fact, and you did nothing. Meanwhile, you know what your primary needs are on this football team, and I think we would all agree that it's a left tackle and a legit wide receiver. The Vikings, Scheim, ended up getting a left tackle, and all they had to give up was like a conditional sixth or seventh round pick or whatever.
That's correct. In acquiring Cam Robinson, they gave up a conditional seventh round pick.
So can you explain to me why you didn't part with anybody yesterday and start assembling picks? What are you playing for this season?
Well, you're not playing for anything, but what are you getting? So what's
I don't care.
What's a conditional seventh round pick for KJ Osborne?
You could have gone and given up a conditional sixth or seventh round pick and got that left tackle.
All right. So
am I an idiot?
No. But here's the other.
Please don't answer.
Here's the other side. I would say, Greg. Yeah, you could have done that, but why not wait until after the season when a team like Chicago that might not make the playoffs, kind of goes in a different direction, and they're done with a guy like DJ Moore.
Because you don't know that for a fact.
You don't, but you're not going to get him now when they're still in the playoff hunt.
But my question, Wiggs, is Greg makes a great point. Like, what? Why wouldn't you do that pick for the left tackle the Vikings got? You immediately give Drake May a little bit of help.
Right.
Save him. I don't think he's going to get hurt again, but give some time in the pocket to grow. And it's a seventh or sixth round pick.
Wait, who cares?
Like, why wouldn't you do that? It cures an immediate need.
No, I ultimately could see that. Maybe they have their eyes set on a bigger prize come the offseason.
But you could.
And Cam Robinson's going to be a free agent in the offseason.
Right.
Like, you don't have to give him a contract extension. You could or you could not.
And if you give him a qualifying offer, I believe you get a pick back anyway if he signs somewhere else.
No, I get you on that one. I mean, I don't know how talented they feel like this kid is. I mean, he's probably better than what you have. But I think, isn't Ronnie Staley going to be a free agent? Like, those are that's what I'm looking at. Like, go get those guys. Like, I don't care that you didn't trade for anybody.
Greg, is your big point the fact that if they had done anything right now, it would show that they have some type of want or push to make this team better, and it would give some hope to fans?
I'm not worried about it from the fan perspective. I just don't understand when I am told over and over and over again that you have the worst roster in the entire league.
Right.
If there's interest in somebody or in anybody on the worst roster in the league, and you're not competing for anything this season, you're looking ahead to the future.
Right.
Take what you can get and see if you can turn that lemon into some lemonade, and then go. You have tons of money, so you're right. So go out and get the free agents that you want to get with the money after.
Maybe they feel like that lemon's not worth it.
KJ Osborne and Tyquan Thornton don't play for you anyways.
Right.
Like, you saw Jonathan Mingo, a guy who barely has 500 career receiving yards, get traded to the Dallas Cowboys for a fourth round pick, which is insane. The Cowboys, by the way, just a few years ago traded Amari Cooper for a fifth round pick. And Amari Cooper's 1,000 times better than anything Jonathan Mingo has or will ever do.
Right.
And so it's like, if anybody was actually offering you anything for KJ Osborne and Tyquan Thornton, you should have done it.
Yeah, but I don't think they were.
Small Dunkin' Donuts black coffee.
I don't think anybody was offering anything for those guys.
And these people that are against the trade for the tackle are living like it's 10 years ago. Let's say Cam Robinson starts the remainder of the season. What's that? Right. 7 games?
Yep.
All right.
So you trade a 6th round pick for a starting left tackle for half of your franchise's rookie season, and you lose him.
Yeah.
Do you think the 6th-round pick you take next year is going to start 6 games for you at left tackle ever?
Oh.
So then what are we even arguing about?
You also have the opportunity.
Stupid.
you know, people go, oh, he's a rental. Like, maybe he loves it here. Maybe he loves Drake May. Maybe he loves Gerard Mayo.
All
like,
right.
I like.
The only thing that matters this year is the growth and development of Drake May. If he helps that, then it's worth it well more than a sixth round pick.
Yeah. All right. Well, those are our leads on a Celtics Wednesday. Mego will join us at 9 this morning, and we'll talk Celtics right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Bruins get shut out in Toronto 4-0. Swayman was in goal. He had 23 saves in the loss. And Jim Montgomery says it's more of the same from earlier in the season for this team.
Yeah, I mean, our special teams, the numbers are the numbers, right? And the players that get the privilege of either being on the penalty kill or power play, along with us coaches, need to be better with our plan and need to be better in our execution.
Ah, he saved himself. He included the coaches last minute there. He's a point the finger at the players guy, Jim Montgomery. So, I mean, is he here at Christmas? That's my question.
Well, your point, though, rings true. Like, they've got one more coaching change before they've got to really take a look at the whole organization, and do they really want to use it?
Well, they're going to have to use it. The question is whether or not they use it in the middle of the season or at the end of the season. Because you're either going to re him up or you're going to move on from him.
Yeah.
So, you know,
I should have been looking at farther inside the organization much earlier than this.
But I think they're going to let it ride until the end of the season, because you'll probably still sneak in the back door as a playoff team. And then if he has another poor performance in the postseason, they'll get rid of him.
I think he's likely done before Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
I mean, the reporting last weekend was that he was out.
Yeah.
NHL Network.
Yeah. The Celtics are back in action tonight at home, welcoming Steve Kerr and the Warriors to town. Tip is at 7:30. Jaylen Brown is out of this one. In Philly, the NBA has suspended Joel Embiid for 3 games without pay for shoving a columnist, Marcus Hayes, from the Philadelphia Inquirer in the locker room after the loss to the Grizzlies on Saturday. And the Dodgers announced yesterday that Shohei Ohtani has had surgery on that shoulder he injured during the World Series. And you've got to try the 99 Restaurant's new $14.99 Big Deal Meals, four hearty full-size entrees for just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday, like the roasted turkey dinner or the juicy chopped sirloin. You gotta love the nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
The Twitch chat losing their mind over a sixth-round pick. It's unbelievable to me.
What's the argument?
That you stockpile sixth-round picks to move up in the draft. I just would ask you, Google draft value chart. You're not stockpiling six-round picks to move up in the draft, you moron. I would also add, you can't in the same breath say that nobody wants to come play here, then have the opportunity to trade for someone who is forced to come here and say that's a bad idea. God, everybody is a freaking idiot today. 62 degrees and sunny afternoon, high of 70.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It is a Celtics Wednesday. Mego will be here at 9, our Celtics insider, and we'll talk about tonight and Steve Kerr and Jason Tatum and all of that with Mego. Coming up at 9 tomorrow, Mike Milbury on the Boston Bruins on a Bruins Thursday, and Friday, a Flex Friday broadcast at the American Heritage Museum on the Friday before Veterans Day, and I cannot wait to see all of you on Friday morning. I hope that you are able to adjust your schedule and come out and join us in Hudson, half in Hudson and half in my adopted home continent of Stowe, for a broadcast that you will not forget with some incredible men and women who have served this country. And that includes Joe Landry, who just turned 100 years old. And we will celebrate his centennial birthday and enjoy what is a really incredible place when it comes to military artifacts and exhibits, and that is the American Heritage Museum. So see you there on Friday. Right now, though, we should get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, where do you want to start this morning, Shine?
Well, Greg, let's begin with David Andrews, New England Patriots center, who is on IR. He does his podcast with Brian Hoyer. I believe it's called the Quick Snap Podcast or Snapped Podcast. Not enough of those out there right now.
Brian Hoyer.
So David Andrews and Brian Hoyer were talking about Drake May, and this is what David Andrews had to say about Drake May.
I appreciated his effort, whatever you want to call it, to get out there and play this week. I think that sends a great message to the team and, you know, shows what
kind
of kid
he is. He didn't play timid at all. You know what I mean? He didn't play.
I'm watching him run. Because that's the one thing. If you don't, and I mean, I love it because he's making plays. And, you know, we talk about toughness, right? And there's a lot of things at the quarterback position that are people don't value as tough, you know, but like watching true professionals play the game, like, you know, it's like not showing, you know, you're hurt, not doing different things. Yeah. Like, you know, standing in there when you know you're about to take a hit and delivering a ball, like, you know, him not playing scared after the concussion, like, you know, that was some toughness shown by him. And I really appreciated it. And I've always appreciated when quarterbacks do things like that.
You got the guy.
Confirmed concussion, finally. Somebody on the team admitted.
You got the guy. Mental toughness, check. Mm-hmm. Football acumen, check.
Yep.
Physical skills, check.
Yep.
Shime, you were spot on this baby.
Thank you.
From jump.
Yep, nailed this one.
So now build around him. Like, I mean, give him the parts that he needs to be successful.
Well, yeah, that we have to now wait till this offseason.
Yeah, but it makes last offseason so much more frustrating, too.
Right, right. But unfortunately, that's the nature of the beast. Now we got to see what Robert Kraft is willing to do when it comes to spending money in free agency. And let's see if they actually, because Greg, you brought it up. They have all those things in this quarterback. So going into this offseason, you know you have the guy. There's no question. Now how do we make this team better?
Well, the other issue, too, though, is we don't even know how good Elliott Wolf is going to be at selecting guys, because the two main guys he brought in via free agency, Nick Leverett and Chucks Okorafor, no longer on the team. He only re-signed a bunch of players that were already on the team. And then in the draft, his first-round pick, he fell into Drake May, and then Jalen Polk has sucked, and Caden Wallace has been hurt, and when he has played, has sucked. So his first three draft picks haven't been good, and Javon Baker, his fourth draft pick, can't get on the the field. So I don't even know how good Elliott Wolf is. So I don't even know how confident you could be heading into this offseason that they're going to help Drake May.
Well, it's easy in the offseason when you know who guys are, right? If T. Higgins is a free agent and you feel like T. Higgins is a good player and Elliott Wolf and the Patriots sign him, you feel confident. It's not like where it's the draft, you're rolling a dice on a specific player. Ronnie Staley, he's a free agent, right?
Yep.
He's going to be a free agent.
Correct.
You feel like he's a good offensive lineman.
Yeah, he's solid. He's right. Not like upper echelon.
No, but
good.
He's solid. So yeah. You know, like, all right, if you sign this guy, what you're getting.
I just quick note, if we're going to get back down this, Scheim, who you were right, Greg, nailed it with Drake May.
Yeah.
Across the street, one of the more fraudulent reporters in Boston, Greg Bedard, said that those that, quote, watch the All-22 at home, the hardos giving Drake a pass for the interception saying born slip are full of it.
Ooh.
Which felt like a relatively directed yeah. shot at the guy to my right, and I won't stand for it.
I would love for that individual to use some names. Like,
right.
If you're going to stand on business, as Wiki says, stand right. on business. You want to take shots? Take huh? shots. Go yeah. for it. I dare you, because you're a boob. Like, it's nobody gave Drake May a pass. Mm. We were just saying the play is designed so that when Kendrick Bourne runs that corner route,
yeah.
he is supposed to hold the safety. Malik Hooker flips his hips to watch Bourne. That there's no chance he makes that interception. However, Bourne stumbles, hits the dirt, and Malik Hooker never even has to worry about him, or I think it was Malik Hooker, and then can work back towards the center, right. center of the field. And so, like, it's not that we're giving him a pass.
No.
Because as I was on with Lyons last night, Lyons even said, he's like, you know, you wish Drake May stepped into it a little bit more and drove the ball a little harder and farther.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's not a risk that you needed to take. But at the same time, like, that was how the play is designed. And Kendrick Bourne, yeah. you know,
I think
ate crap.
The reason that you're being accused of fraudulence is that you put nothing on Drake May when it comes to that interception. Really. I mean, you put it all on Kendrick Bourne.
No, well, I even outright said when the first thing I said when we came in that morning was that's a risk you don't need to take, especially because you had plenty of time on the clock. And at this point in your career, you've had multiple, I don't know if it's good or bad, but you've had multiple 2-minute drives. And you had more than 2 minutes on the clock. You didn't need a touchdown in one play. Like, it's not like there were 20 seconds left. It wasn't a Hail Mary play like that Jaden Daniels play against the Bears. You could have just worked your way down the field, but the kid wanted it all. And I get it, especially when you watch Matthew Stafford later that day do the exact same thing, but mm-hmm. actually his receiver goes and makes a one-handed catch.
But Scheim's right, and you know, and that's even what the afternoon guys were kind of trying to say with Bedard on it. But they're all idiots. If you really look,
such a fraud.
If you looked at the All 22, and Bradad says he does, which he probably does. If you look at it, and I've been a part of many of route combinations, and there are parts of route combinations where you, as a receiver, you are running a route to be a decoy and hold coverage. Mm-hmm. If you look at that play, when you look at Kendrick Bourne's route, and it's really hard to see from here. I know we're putting it up on Twitch, but you got to show the sideline All 22.
There
Mitch.
It is. Here it is right now.
Okay. If you look at the safety to the right side, watch him turn his hips to start, and that's where you see. It's hard to do because we don't have a telestrator, but he starts to turn his hips like he's going to play Kendrick Bourne.
Ooh. Wait. Can we get a wigastrator?
I would love that.
That's easy to do.
I mean, it's either that or a new chair. Which would you prefer?
Oh, man. I'd have to lean towards the new chair, honestly.
I would love to have, for those who watch this show every day on Twitch or YouTube, I would love to have the Wigastrator, and we could use it in all kinds of videos.
Yeah.
Right.
It doesn't have to just be the All 22s, but
there's the perfect look right there.
And today is a great day for it because I have pretty good odds that Ken's arriving hammered.
But I just, and Scheim, you're right. Like, if you're going to have, like, just if you're going to take the shot, we know who you're talking about, but just be like, don't be like, oh, no. That was like Kendrick Bourne had nothing to do with this play. The safety, no, stop it right there. Ah, I need a telestrator.
And that's the thing too.
It's
that
so frustrating.
Is he decides to call out the people who sit at home and watch the All 22? Like, he isn't one of the people that sits at home and watches the All 22.
Right there. Yeah. Go to Twitch. Look at the safety. He's starting to turn and protect the deep half of the sideline for that corner route.
Right.
And then as he
sees... When Bourne goes down...
When he sees
Bourne... Works his way to the middle.
He can turn and go middle.
He can turn and go middle. So because...
Wow, what a fraud that guy is.
Because... Yes, that's what I'm saying.
I will say this.
I just agreed blindly because I like you. And
I would say this. Maybe he's right. Maybe the wind direction. But because of Bourne falling, that gives that safety enough time to get over there and make the play.
Well, that's the other argument, is that Gerard Mayo chose the wrong side of the field.
All right, if you want
to
make
to the wind and
Greg,
we know you
that
know,
may have been a coaching mistake.
Well, yeah. Well, it's well established that Bill was, and you know, I think some of it was stolen from Curtis, but was when it came to weather, mm-hmm. he knew exactly. Mm-hmm. How the wind would affect
right.
every aspect of the football.
We need to get Mayo a new Ernie.
If you want to make that argument, okay. But if Bourne doesn't fall down, I think that safety has no choice but to run with Bourne, because if not, he's going to be giving up the corner route, and that gives Drake May an opportunity there. So his responsibility, and I told you, I've been part of that, where it's like you have to run and hold this guy. And if you fall or you get jammed up, then it's your fault. It's not the quarterback's fault.
Yeah.
Because the quarterback's expecting you to do one thing, to hold the guy.
Yeah. I love how they said the texter says the Bourne slip was not a Shime original take. Yes, it was. I literally had it as soon as the game was over.
The turf monster got him. We all agreed.
I tweeted it out. You can go check. You go check the receipts.
Shime was at our decision desk.
Yep, you're damn right.
All right, what's next?
God, I forgot we were even doing They Said It. Let's get back to a different football team that has a potential head coaching candidate. That would be the Detroit Lions and their offensive coordinator, Ben Johnson. Some people have already called for Gerard Mayo's job at times. Other people willing to give him a little bit more leash, a little bit more leeway. Well, one of the guys that could, if they were to move on from Gerard Mayo, a guy that could replace him is a guy like Ben Johnson. And this is what Ben Johnson said about any head coaching opportunities that he gets maybe next year.
Me too. I love play calling. And so I would, if I took a head coaching job, would want to be a play calling head coach.
All right.
He turned down jobs last season. Am I correct?
Correct. Yep. Felt like he had unfinished business in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
But if they win, and there's a likelihood,
yeah,
then I would assume that he might be a guy that you'd be interested in. I feel like Robert Kraft has put himself out there so far on Gerard Mayo that he's not going to be able to go away from him for a while.
No.
I think you'd be more likely
to see Alex Van Pelt get canned and then bring in a new OC than for Gerard Mayo to lose his
There's job. No way that Robert fires Mayo after 1 year.
But let me just get this out there, because I agree, Wiggy. Let's say they fire Van Pelt at the end of the season.
Yep.
Let's say Gerard Mayo gets his second year, and for our purposes here, it doesn't go much better.
Right.
So Gerard Mayo's gone after 2 years.
Okay.
The offensive coordinator was Van Pelt, Mac's rookie year. There's a new offensive Mac second year. Then for Drake, the second year. And then his third year, they bring in a new coach that's an offensive-minded coach, giving Drake his third coordinator in 3 years, which is how the Jets ruined everybody.
Right.
That's why it's going to be a difficult offseason.
Well, he's probably going to want to be with from the offensive mind perspective, a legit quarterback. Would he prefer Caleb Williams, if that job is available?
Oh, maybe. Ben Johnson?
Yeah.
I mean, you want to go to a team that you can look at and go, okay, I can turn things around. I have the quarterback in place. So that's a big part of it. But New England would be the same thing. I just don't think for Robert, who told us
that he identified him 5 years ago.
Right.
And that's his guy.
But if he did move on from Gerard Mayo, Ben Johnson's a really good
choice. But the other problem you have with Gerard Mayo,
I feel like you almost have to make it. If Ben Johnson would come here and the team is showing that they're inept, the future of this organization lies on the shoulders of Drake May. And you know you don't want to do three coordinators in 3 years. You don't want to bring Van Pelt back because he stinks.
You almost have to make that change.
Almost. See? I mean, it sucks. It would not be fair to Gerard Mayo. But I'm just trying to think about this logically.
But you can't. But see, the logical way you have to think about it is, what do we know Robert wants to be viewed at? He wants to be Hall of Fame, so it's all about perception. If you hire Gerard Mayo, You talked about you've had him for 5 years. He's a guy that was a top 10 pick in your organization when you were the owner, and you identified this guy when he was a player and when he was assistant coach under Bill Belichick. You talk about how, you know, he's an African-American coach. Yeah. His first year, there's no way that it's a good look if you fire him after 1 year for Robert Kraft, and he has to know that. And that's the thing that he wants, the perception. And if he fires Mayo after 1 year, I don't care what anybody says, people are going to be like, what an idiot Robert Kraft is for making this move.
What if there's an elegant solution a la Brad Stevens, you put Gerard Mayo in the front office?
But that Gerard's not going for that.
Because I don't know. Maybe he would.
He wants to be a head
coach. No, because all this was a dog and pony show.
Yeah.
So, like, you tell me I'm your guy, and then you only give me 1 year?
He'd feel disrespected.
Like, how is anybody, honestly?
I'm sure he might feel disrespected right now. Because
right.
We both, you and I both believe that he was given a promise that they didn't they didn't fulfill.
Right. And how does anybody feel good?
Wait a minute. Are you saying that Gerard Mayo was sold a bill of rights? Is that what you're saying?
Wiggy sold me a bill of rights?
Yes.
I was on the tip of my tongue and I stopped myself from doing it twice.
All right. Real quick, I have Bruins tickets to give away and I want to give those away right now since I promised that they would be mid. Not the though the Bruins are mid, but the giveaway would be mid show. So if you can, I even call them mid after last night.
Yeah, no, they're still mid. I mean, they're 6-7 okay. and 1.
Yeah, they're still mid.
Okay, so if you're the ninth caller right now on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, you will be there Thursday night as the Bruins take on the Calgary Flames. That is tomorrow night at the Garden. Limited tickets still available at Ticketmaster.com/Bruins. Sorry, you had something to add, Chai?
Greg, I think there's really only one, maybe two solutions to your offensive coordinator or your offensive issues in the offseason. I think they might have to call Josh McDaniels. It's the one guy you know can run an offense, is familiar with the organization, is familiar with Gerard Mayo, and won't be a head coach ever again.
Wow, that's very interesting.
Twitch is saying that we all sound like we're on helium right now.
Oh, okay. Ooh, well, it's on the water.
Like probably on.
I generally sound like
it's an issue with Twitch.
Oh. Yeah, Trump probably got control of it.
All right, what's next? What's next, Shime?
Well, so it is Celtics Wednesday, so let's get a little bit of Celtics audio in here. Kendrick Perkins was on a podcast, and he talked about the beef he has had with the Celtics. He wasn't invited to the ring ceremony and banner night, and he was asked about it, and I thought Perk's answer was interesting, and he decided to clearly pick a fight with one individual.
Is it true that the Celtics banned you from ring night?
To be quite honest, I don't give a
right?
I don't give a because here's the thing. I never take winning the championship for granted.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But they act like you have to be tied to that situation or that's your life, right? Like, it was an honor to play for one of the most historical franchises. I never take that for granted.
Right.
I think what ended up happening was, I said a take about Joe Mazzulla. They win the championship, and Brian Scalabrine, he's like, well, door's not just open for him to come back to the Celtic organization. Now, it's two things I took from there. One, Scal, who the fuck are you?
Right.
You was the same that when we won a championship, was in street clothes, hurry up and went changed into your jersey. So once we started taking pictures, you could know that you was part of the team. Started this season, I actually get a email from Joe Mazzulla saying, whenever you're free, if you're in Boston or we play the Rockets, I want to go to dinner and break bread.
So you're going to take that dinner with Mazzulla?
Yeah, for sure. I'm actually starting to love the way that he is.
All right.
Okay.
So wait a second. Perk. There's a little – Perk sounds like he's capping. So the reason why you're not here is because of Scal? Scal's the gatekeeper?
He basically says Scal started the whole thing. But I kind of like the way he came at Scal. I'm not going to lie.
So is he saying that they didn't actually ban him or they did ban him? Like that?
I think he's saying he's blaming Scal for the whole entire thing.
But like Scal spreading the rumor or Scal?
The story was that it was a player who spoke about it. But it may have been Joe Mazzulla. I don't know why.
There's three guys that hold the key to the ring ceremonies, the duck boats, and everything else.
Yeah.
Those three guys are,
you could throw Wick in there.
You could throw Wick in there. Yeah. Wick, Stevens, Brad Stevens, I'm going to say five. Tatum, Brown.
You went from three to five.
Well, because I got to throw those front office guys in.
Tatum,
Brown, and Missoula.
And not Scale.
Yeah, Scale is nowhere on the list.
All right. Well, that's they said it. A quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we'll get to Courtney in today's news next.
Yeah.
Boy, a lot happened last night.
Oh, my God. The news took me a long time to write today.
Some of it happened early this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Wisconsin certifying their results. Donald Trump, he becomes the first president in 130 years to get a non-consecutive term as president of the United States. So we will get to that coming up next.
It's time for...
But Arnold Palmer was all man. And I say that in all due respect to women, and I love women. This is a guy that was all man.
The news.
And I refuse to say it, but when he took showers with the other pros, they came out of there, they said, oh my God.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Why do we have to be nude, though?
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com on WEEI.
Well, it's official, America. Donald Trump has won the presidential election, becoming the 47th president of the United States of America. He spoke from Florida at 2:30 a.m. this morning. Here's what he had to say.
Frankly, this was, I believe, the greatest political movement of all time. There's never been anything like this in this country, and maybe beyond. And now it's going to reach a new level of importance because we're going to help our country heal. We're going to help our country heal. We have a country that needs help, and it needs help very badly.
And Kamala Harris is expected to address her supporters this morning. Last night, one of her co-chairs from her campaign came out at Howard University to say she wouldn't be taking the stage.
Oh.
Here's that.
We still have votes to count, so you won't hear from the vice president tonight, but you will hear from her tomorrow. She will be back to address not only the HU family, not only to address her supporters, but to address the nation.
Okay, when will we hear from her? Do we know? We're not sure when. Will that happen before the end of the show?
We're going live.
Are we using the camera phone and the cell phone, or are we going to go like use the microphone?
I would hope for the people that are there and have been there all last night, coming back, I'm sure, early this morning, that she's going to speak early this morning.
Right.
It certainly would be nice.
Yeah. Yeah. We can get to the question results that are in here in Massachusetts. So question one, which was allowing audits of the state legislature, 71.5% yes. Question two, repeals requirements for MCAS to graduate from high school, 58.9% yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Question three, allows rideshare drivers to form labor unions, 54.1% yes.
All right.
Question four, legalize psychedelic substances, 56.9% no.
Mm. So no, we have not legalized shrooms.
No. Correct. Shrooms.
In this state. I was alerted by my good friend Jay Harmon, however, that there was one county in Massachusetts that voted 100% to legalize shrooms.
Wow. Wow.
Would you like to guess? One county.
I'm going to...
It's a county and a town. It's the only county and town.
Plymouth County.
No. There's
but isn't that a town, too?
Nantucket.
Wow.
Is the only place that voted 100% in favor of legalizing shrooms. Wow. Well done, Nantucket.
They like their shrooms on the island.
Honestly, well, they should just be able to pass it themselves.
They should.
They're
out in the water.
Right.
It's like international waters.
Yes.
Right.
They ought to be allowed to legislate that themselves.
Can I tell you, you are allowed to use shrooms on Nantucket, but you cannot wear Old Navy.
And question five, raising the minimum wage for restaurant workers, 63.9% no. Ooh.
All right.
And former U.S. Senator Kelly Ayotte won the governor's seat in New Hampshire that keeps the office under Republican control for another 2 years. Mm. We can hear from Kelly Ayotte.
And I want to thank the voters for taking the time to listen to me when I came up to you at the fairs and the festivals. And, you know, to your door, you were all so wonderful and gracious. And I'm just so grateful for all of you. So thank you so, so much.
All right. All right. Well, we won't have to watch those commercials God. Again. That's that is a gift.
What would you pay next election cycle to have a button that you could hit and not see a single ad?
$100 a month. Yeah.
God, was that the worst.
Yeah,
Joyce Craig kills people. Kelly Ayotte murdered her dad.
But it was so interesting. I don't know. Were you paying attention at all to the wagering futures when it
yes.
came to the election? It was so interesting. You know, Donald Trump was going from like, you know, -$1.50 to -$2.50 to -$1,000. It was so interesting to watch that. It's almost like you don't need any kind of legacy media whatsoever, Curtis.
Right.
You can just go based on who the company is or who the country is thinks is going to win on Robinhood or whatever.
And you know what? And this wasn't just last night. So the betting market was roughly an hour ahead of all the coverage. Like, you would see a bump and then you'd understand why after,
yeah.
which tells me all these networks knew what was going on, but they don't want to say Trump wins at 8:45 because then you don't have 5 hours of ads and TV yeah. worth on your biggest night of the year. But
all right, well, it is over.
It is.
It's over.
At least that part of it. And,
time to get to work.
We got to take a quick break.
Okay.
But we will get to the there is other news today, and we will get to the rest of it with Courtney next, including, because it is National Nachos Day, America has spoken about Mexican cuisine, and I believe they have proven that they have no taste whatsoever. So we will get to that next.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.